I'm joined by Tom Finn in Yemen. Tom, what's the latest with President Ali Abdullah Saleh and his refusal to sign this agreement?
We seem to be reaching the end of the chances of a negotiated diplomatic solution to the political crisis in Yemen. Yesterday, President Saleh was supposed to put a signature on a Gulf-backed deal to step down. For the third time in 2 weeks, he flinched at the last minute and refused to put his signature on the deal. Since then, the Gulf Cooperation Council have announced that they've had enough and that they're bailing on these efforts to try and negotiate an exit for President Saleh. So, we've kind of reached a stage now. We're in a new chapter. We've reached the end of this diplomatic effort by the Gulf to try and get Saleh out of power. And, it's going to increasingly be decided on the streets now, I think. Speaking to protesters today, there's a big march planned this afternoon on the Prime Minister's office in direct response, to this failed signing yesterday. So I'd say to anticipate a kind of escalation in protests. And, this may be something that's going to be decided in the hands of the military as opposed to, in a political solution.
And in terms of the opposition movement, I mean, is this increasing the tension? Because the fact that he sort of has said he's going to sign a number of times and then pulls out the last minute, that can't be helping things.
Yeah, well, it's reflecting really, really badly, not only on the president, but also on the opposition. Protesters are growing increasingly disillusioned with the opposition who have been trying to sign this deal, and previously let down by the president. The opposition signed the deal on Saturday night, so it was all set for the president to put his signature down, and then he didn't. But certainly, yeah, it's damaging the reputation of the opposition in Yemen. Also, this deal stipulated that President Saleh would be immune from prosecution along with his relatives, which again is something that's angered a lot of protesters on the streets here. Over 170 people have been killed in Yemen over the last couple of months. So yeah, exactly. It's kind of a stain on the opposition and on the president, and generally on the chances of a political solution to Yemen's problems.
And you say the GCC are effectively giving up. I mean, there was also pressure from Western powers as well. What's happening with them? Any developments?
Well, certainly the US in particular is going to have to rethink what its options are in terms of trying to ease the president from power. They've been backing this Gulf deal, kind of in the shadows, not so much directly involved, but openly backing it. And now that it's failed, the US are going to have to, decide what exactly their strategy is going to be for ousting President Saleh from power. There are a number of American academics who are calling for the US to take a greater role in trying to remove the president from power, and saying that it's going to damage Western interests in the long term if President Saleh stays, more than if he goes. There is the fear that if he leaves, that Al-Qaeda will thrive and that the country will fall apart. But it's reaching the stage now where, if he stays any longer, with the economy falling apart and those sort of things already happening. So essentially, the longer Saleh stays, the more damaging it's going to be, and not only for the West, but, for Yemen as well.